section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Coming to you live from Shag Island, Indian Ocean, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Blake on S&M, Bee Stings, IBWIP News Bulletin, Let's Get Personals, Blake's List, and our estimate on seamless gutters with your co-host, Big E, intern Heather, and me, Johnny Nameless. And now your host, Blake Kleinert!
Welcome, everyone, to episode 217 of A Burdensome IP. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
Blake Clayton, and we are so happy to have you here. We enjoy your company. We're glad that you tune in numerous times a month to listen to us, and we want to make you happy. Mm-hmm. It's all about making you happy.
Happy.
You're the listener. And
I'm happy. Are you happy, Blake?
No.
I am. Maybe I'm enough for both of us.
I got all kinds of stuff going on here.
Technical mm-hmm. issues?
Technical issues, but you know what? That happens every time.
Be happy.
We're not going to let that. We're not going to let that affect us.
Clap along.
We are not going to let us affect us. S-S-S-S-S. All right, folks. First, nobody can hold a candle to my first co-host's comedy writing. But if you sneak up behind him and flick the light switch really quick, you might be able to see his ancient Chinese secret. He is no hair, don't care, Jason.
Please don't scare me. I have a weak bladder and only one pair of pants.
Did you like that one?
Yes.
Are you just saying that to make me feel better?
I'm happy.
Okay.
It's always good to be happy.
Our guest host for this evening is head of security and has implemented a new security policy which involves everyone having a full cavity search prior to coming onto the show. Ouch! Welcome, Big E.
I got big hands, too.
No lube.
No lube for nobody's pleasure.
I use a wool glove.
He flips the lights on and off, and then boom.
When you're in the solid dark.
I'm up in there with a wool glove.
All right. And not only is my next co-host in charge of the high C counter, but she is also Snoop Koala. She is the lovely and talented intern Heather.
I forgot we talked about that.
That's just a little thing for me and her. None of your guys' fucking business.
Oh, good.
Just a little inside 14. Joke.
Just a little inside
14
joke.
14 was the count.
That's good. That's good for count. Listeners to have an inside joke between two people. That's good. That's good.
Well, you know,
good cast.
We have to keep it fresh and lively, folks. I'm super duper excited about the show. I'm no longer vomiting.
Yeah.
I don't have any signs of
dementia.
Day one AIDS.
Dementia or day one AIDS and. Today at work, I had a drug test, and I passed.
All right.
Woo! So there is no reason not to have a good show.
That's right.
Oh, definitely.
How nervous were you about not
passing? I wasn't nervous, but I guess what I was nervous about is whenever we do drug tests, I'm always nervous about the peeing part because I am a my bowels and my pee-pee, I like to be calm. I don't
bladder.
Like a lot of pressure. I don't do well with pressure at all.
You're a home base kind of guy.
And so that's what I was nervous about. But then the boss comes up and he says, hey, you've been selected, you know, for your random drug test. I'm like, oh, you know, fine, whatever.
Yay.
He's like, well, come to my office at 12 o'clock. And I'm like,
ooh,
that's weird.
Yeah.
Come to your office. I would think that you would say, here, go to this place and then come back to work. Nope. So I'm like, what's going to happen here? Because I'm not peeing in a cup right in front of this guy. That's there's a whole
definitely,
lot,
yeah.
There's a whole lot of things wrong with
did he just have you pee in
there's
your
a whole
office?
Lot of things
office?
Wrong with their policy. If he tells you in the morning to be here at noon, you have all that time to go find somebody else's piss.
Right.
50 so, shades of yellow.
I go into his office, and there are these little spongy pacifier things. They weren't
oh,
even.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was really weird. And here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's
the thing. After all those things,
right.
This is the actual thing.
There was
thing.
Three of us in there doing this.
Oh, this is getting better and better. I like it.
And
urinal style?
No, we were all sitting around his desk with these pacifiers
sucking
in our mouths.
A little lollipop.
So we get done, and you know, we put the cap on them, and you wait for the little lines. It's like a pregnancy test,
yeah.
but for
yeah.
drugs. And Yeah, you just you, like I don't do drugs. I don't do anything. But I'm just sitting there watching it, like intently, like please just have all of them light up or whatever, you know.
Exactly.
And so the old guy that was sitting next to me, he did his, and you know the boss is like, oh okay, Doug, you're ready. You can go. And he just drops it into this manila envelope. There's no label of whose it is. There's no nothing. It's just I saw that come out of your mouth, and then mine. And he's like, well, and there was one line that wasn't showing up or something like. PCP or something. I'm like, this, yeah. this is dumb.
You're like, did I eat a meat that had taken PCP?
Right. Did I? Was there a
was there a cow having a good time, yeah, having a rave party?
Right. So I was like, okay. And so he's like, well, you can go. And then he drops it in there. And then the third guy, like, got a, like, a, it, none of them showed up. And so, like, it was, that's considered like a misread or something. Yeah. But I'm like, now, wait a minute. I'm like, If it was to come back and I got a like positive, I would be cleared by any court of law in the world because he's just dropping it in this manila envelope with two other ones that look exactly like it. How do I know that when he pulled it back out? How did I know that's mine?
How did you know you didn't get switched around with Heroin Harry? Like,
right, exactly. So
I know that guy.
I'm like, I don't do drugs, and like right now, I'm like, I'm not nervous because this is a really screwed up way of doing things.
Yeah.
Did you pee in the office or not?
No.
Did you guys sit in these chairs next to each other and pee into a spongy pacifier?
Yes.
Is that what I'm hearing?
They stopped doing that way at our work just for that very reason.
Because it was so
just
because
it's
flawed.
Fucking stupid, right?
You know what it is they want to pay $10 for that pacifier kit. They don't want to pay $75
exactly.
to take you down the street. Yeah.
That would never fly.
They just take
for women
people down the street
for three of
work.
Us to just sit in
well,
an office
and, here's the
and
thing,
pee together.
The three people that got randomly chosen were the same three people that sat together Friday night at the company dinner. Me, Doug, and this other guy, Charlie.
Heroin Harry.
Mm-hmm. We all sat at the same table. Do you find that ironic? I find that very ironic.
What?
Isn't it ironic?
Do you have some drug chats?
It's like rain on a sunny day.
Right.
It's like rain.
Go,
it's a free ride when you're already paid.
You were going to say something, Woody. What was that?
What was the company dinner about? And why were you guys like giggling like a bunch of schoolgirls over there or something? Like those guys
we
right
had
there.
We had our wives with us, and we were just having a good time. It was a company dinner like they do. Like each plant got to choose what they wanted to do. Like this weekend, we're going to Schaumburg to stay two nights at the hotel for free.
Nice.
That's Molly's building.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And our building chose to have a dinner and prizes.
Nice. Well, did you win a prize?
I won some prizes. Everybody was guaranteed $100 worth of gift cards.
Jeez.
And
wow.
Then I got a DeWalt tool set that me and Big E looked over, and he said it was worth at least $1 million.
Oh, wow.
Maybe $1.5 million.
I didn't win a TV. I really wanted – there was four TVs. I didn't win any of them.
That's all right. You got a TV.
Well, Eli's birthday was today, so I was wanting to win one so then I could put it in my bedroom so then I can give him ours and go, happy birthday.
Give him the DeWalt.
Go.
Yeah. Give him the tool
no,
set.
I tried to. He's like, I can't even pick it up.
No, he brings out this case, and it says DeWalt. I was expecting a drill. It's like a 60 or 70 piece freaking ratchet set, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm cool.
That's pretty ratchet.
Nice. Now I just need to find something ratchet to fix. Hey, folks, real quick, just want to let everybody know that me and Miles were on an episode of S&M Radio with our good friend Shannon.
Yeah.
If you have listened to the show before, Miles used to be a co-host on that show, was fired by Shannon. The format was changed, and so we were up there, and it has been released, and we're going to put it's on Podbean, but I'll put a link to the show. We talk about the movie The Birds.
That's what S&M Radio is, right? It's like a horror movie
extravaganza. Yeah, they talk about horror movies, and they pick a different one every episode and talk about it. Basically, they tell you everything that happens in it.
Good.
So, spoilers.
But
that's what the S stands for, isn't it?
But the two guys that have Shannon and his guy, they've been watching horror movies all their life, so they know a lot of the ins and outs, and they tell a lot of tidbits about each of these.
Yeah.
And they're really random movies, like ones that you probably had never heard of a lot of times too. So I will. But it was the movie was The Birds by Alfred Hitchcock. Spoiler alert: that's not a horror movie at all.
What is
opinion.
It?
I would say it's a
rom-com.
It's a suspense
thriller.
Except for the lead actress, who was horrified. Alfred Hitchcock, this is a fact that I know, Alfred Hitchcock actually told the crew to make her scared of birds and at every point just throw birds at her.
Just
so
throw
she was
birds.
Literally, I'm not even kidding you, literally was afraid of the birds in the end. Hitchcock was a terrible man.
Throw alive birds?
Yeah, or? Like he was like they're scaring her with live birds because like they had like, some live birds there.
Like frozen Cornish hens being thrown at her, yeah. Sell the wrapper.
Chicken leg.
Knock someone out with that.
My favorite horror movie is the Houston 500. Same horror, kind of horror.
Houston, no? I don't know. No,
what that is. Never mind. Oh, I know what you're talking about, and that's gross.
Was it a porno?
Yeah. Oh yeah, some lady with 500.
Did 500 guys?
Yeah.
Like on a race car track, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
I watched the like, where are they now, and what's happened to them?
What happened to Houston?
How did she heal up?
Right. Is everything still intact?
Oh, I tell you what, I healed up the past movies. Few days. I went to Wildlife Prairie Park out here in Peoria, Illinois, mm-hmm. and as soon as I got out. I was stung by a bee.
Ouchie.
As soon as you got out of the car?
As soon as I got
Welcome
out of the car.
Welcome to wildlife. I
mean, yeah.
Fucking bee.
I got out. My daughter jumped on my back, and I was like, what is on my forearm? Because it felt like her shoe was pinching me or something. Yeah. And then I looked down, and there's like it was just a little sweat bee. It wasn't one of those big, horrific hornets right. or wasps or whatever. Just a little sweat bee. So I was like, get the hell off my back. And I'm waving my arm around, and this thing is locked onto me. And it's obviously stinging me. And eventually, I flick it off or something. And its little butt's hanging there, and its stinger's still in me. It's on the ground, just like going, why the hell did I do that? Because I'm dying. And
is that the voice it had?
It did. I could hear it. I got down to the ground. I put my ear to the ground, and it was like, give me some cantaloupe. So I got, my daughter's like, let's step on it. And I said, no.
Bad karma.
No.
This mofo is going to suffer. He knows what he did. No reason. I wasn't after his honey. I wasn't after his honey. His honeycomb.
Maybe his honey,
or the honey he eats.
Right. Maybe Straight it was his. Up. Maybe his girlfriend was like just like swung by you right before.
Yeah. Maybe I accidentally hit her when I opened the door or something.
That could be. That's probably what it was.
He's like, hey, are you eyeing my honey?
But it's scary though when you get stung by a bee because. I've only been stung. That was the second time in my life I've ever been stung.
Oh, no shit.
The first time, I think it was like 12 or 13. And I don't know what it was, but it got me in the calf. And I was like, oh, shit, that hurt. But now, 20 years later or whatever, I get stung again. And it's scary because I think your body chemistry changes
right.
every like 5 to 10 years somewhere in there. It's like when your deodorant stops working. Mm-hmm. You're like, why the hell do I stink to high hell? I've been wearing this old English, whatever the hell it is, old English. No. I use furniture polish in my armpits. Thank you. And so you don't know how your body's going to react. So I was like, oh, I could be dead in 2 minutes. I'm not walking around with an EpiPen in case I'm in allergic. So
bad choice.
I totally should. I should be one of those neurotic people with a backpack full of supplies. Have you guys, when's the last time you guys were stung by bees?
I haven't been in a long time, but when we were writing this for the show, we were talking about this. And I was like, I got stung by a bee right on the inside of the eye once. God. And I was living in Peoria Heights, and I was going up Forest Park Hill. It's a real windy hill.
Very steep.
I had the window cracked open about 4 inches, and I was wearing my glasses. It's back when I worked at Zeller. I didn't live there. I worked there. I'll just get out of the way.
Mental institution,
right?
Locally.
A mental institution. So I'm driving, and it comes through the window. Obviously, you know, it got sucked into that vortex, like NASCAR vortex, or whatever, and goes and it hit my glasses. So when it hit my glasses, it freaked out, and it stung me right up next to the the bone.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
right next to the my eye just instantly went. And it swelled up, and it was running.
Oh, your eye farted!
It got stuck between your face and the glasses, that tiny little area,
and it got pissed off. So then it's okay. Do I try to turn around and go home? I'm 5 minutes away from home, or I'm 5 minutes away from work. Nobody's at home. It was obviously a wasp, but not just like a fucking bee, sweat bee. So I drive to work. By the time I get to work. My eye is swelled shut.
Ugh.
It stuff's just draining out of it.
Oh God!
And I go in the nurse's station, and I open the door of the nurse's station, and the nurse, her name was Mary. She instantly goes, "What the hell happened to you?" I'm like, "I got stung by a bee. Like by the side of my face was swelled up." And
Clayton reporting for duty.
Right, I'm ready to work my shift. I wanted to work my shift. Sorry, it wasn't near as good.
I'm the coach.
Be glad Molly's not here.
Right. So then she had a security guard drive me to like the prompt care, but that was like the worst one. And my brother's allergic to them, and like He doesn't have an EpiPen. He just knows that he's allergic to him, and like he stays.
Good
in,
plan.
But he goes hunting all the time and fishing and stuff.
So
I'm
he
surprised.
Brings a gun and just shoots.
Yeah. Him. Right, right. Pew, pew, pew. Heather, have you ever had a really bad bee sting? Or
I've never been stung by a bee. I sit out for lunch at work. No, I have never been stung by a bee, and so but I'm terrified that I'm going to because of these right. awful stories that I've heard. And so, but I sit outside. I have a blanket in my back or in my trunk, and I sit out and have like a picnic for each of my lunches for work.
Wow.
And I like yell at the bees. I've decided that that's my best method.
You're yelling,
method
you're yelling at the bees?
Yeah, because that's what animals in the wild would do. Like, I don't have like some crazy stripes on saying, don't touch me. So I'm like, ah!
You're basically,
and I yell and I do lots of this.
Your best defense against bees is just sit still.
No, just scream. Just like the animals do.
I wear florals like 5 out of 5 days.
Five out of five. I've got floral on.
I'm wearing floral earrings right now.
Right.
Oh, there is something floral on me.
You're a bee magnet.
Exactly. So I had to go, ah!
You're just a delicate little flower.
Are there other people around you watching you do this and be like, oh, we don't go eat with her?
Right.
They haven't told me yet, but that might
we're
be why
picnicking
by myself.
We're not with Heather.
She's right.
She's got flowers on.
Scott, are you allergic to bees, or have you ever been stung by a
I used to get stung all the time when I was a kid. Like, literally.
Because you weren't quiet?
I'd step on them. I'd run. Whatever.
Because you're wearing floral, right?
Yeah. I wore a lot of floral.
a lot of floral?
Yeah. The last time was at the gun range. We wear cans like this.
Well, did you? You went with Blake, right, on his birthday to shoot. It wasn't that time.
No.
Okay.
The bees were still sleeping at that. It was cold out. But we went in the middle of summer that same year, and I have these bright yellow 3M can.
Bad start.
Not headphone, but like the ear hearing protection you use,
right.
The industrial kind. I set them down, I go to pick them back up, put them on my ear. I hear, I'm like, fuck!
It's in his head.
They were in my head. Yeah, two.
They.
Yeah, there were multiples inside there.
One in his girlfriend, probably.
So I didn't get stung.
Trying to get it on.
I didn't
really
get stung.
So
I set them down again. Pick it up again. Same shit happened.
Ten bees.
They didn't leave. I did not get stung though. What a scary shit.
Oh man, that sucks.
I'm surprised that with us vaping outside that we don't get more bees attracted.
I know.
A lot of sweet stuff.
Sweet,
you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow.
They might not like the smoke though. I've heard that.
It's not smoke. It's vapor.
Oh. Vape.
Oh, no. Tell them that.
Tisk tisk.
Sounds like shit, doesn't it?
No, it sounds the same as it always does.
No, it doesn't. You guys are crazy.
Okay.
Heather,
so
that's the news.
That is
that's
the news.
The muffled news.
I have some really, really interesting news stories.
Yes.
I can't hear you.
Oh, you can't? Sorry. Here, I'll get a little closer. I have some really interesting
there
news
we
stories.
Go.
That's a really shitty microphone, so yep, it only picks up what's right in front of it.
Choke okay,
on
I'll
it.
Do right here.
Choke on the mic.
I have like pushed my whole face back. Okay. So I have a funny Disney-related story,
ooh,
which is a lot of fun. So man banned for life at Disney World for joking with the hotel receptionist.
Hey, it wasn't my fault. I was just making jokes because I always like to talk to people.
Hold on a second. This is about you?
It's about me. I love to... I joke with waitresses all the time. I joke with, when we go to the hotel this weekend in Schaumburg,
right.
I'm going to let it be known who I am, and I'm going to make sure that reception lady laughs at least once, because that way if I have a problem with my room, I'm not going to, I don't have to, I'm breaking the ice right off the bat. Buttering them up.
That's
is that
what
happened here, right?
Not so much.
Oh, okay.
So at 11 p.m., he decided he wanted to extend his stay one more night, him and his family. So he calls, so he was put on hold by the receptionist when he called up to do this. He joked that he could have built a meth lab in the time it's taken you guys to answer. Well, that's what he said. He said, I could have built a meth lab in the time it's taken you guys to answer. Sorry.
No, it's I gave you a wrong microphone.
Okay. But yes, that's what happened. So he said that, and then police and Disney security came to his room to question him about the meth lab.
Said meth lab.
So he just said, sarcastically, it's taking so long, I could have made a meth lab.
Could have built a meth lab by now.
And so...
And he said, he had another quote that was like, I don't even know why I said meth lab. I've never even seen Breaking Bad.
That's so synonymous.
Is Disney so scared that the riff that they're going to have riffraff that they will automatically, anytime a meth lab is even mentioned, I'd get kicked out of Disney.
Banned for life.
For his life?
From Disneyland or Disney World?
Disney World. But his mother can go and his... Or not his mother, his wife can go. I mean, I'm sure his mother can go, too. But his wife can go, kids, but he can't go at all. And that's so funny what he's trying to get back. He's not, well, he wants an apology and he wants those things. But he just wants to be able to go to Disney.
Right.
He's like, I love Disney. I've gone for so long.
And now, because of a bad joke like IBWIP, I am no longer allowed to stay.
I wish I could tell Dylan I'm banned from Disney, so right. I don't ever have to take him there.
Sorry, son. I know a guy that said a joke, and now I can't go either because I know him.
Why do you think they would report that? Do you think they were just like, oh, this guy's a dick, and we're going to say something to security? Or maybe, or was someone so stupid at the desk, they're like, I heard meth lab.
I honestly think that it's the protocol that Disney has, one to be so pure of everything that any kind of joke is taken seriously.
And these Disney
fans Walter White and 512.
Exactly. Right. These Disney fans, and like I'm assuming Disney staff, are crazy. After I read this, I went looking for Disney articles and I found 10 crazy things that Disney things happen happen at Disney. And the lady who wrote it was like, they are besmirching the magic of Disney. Like, people feel so strongly about
really
what Disney represents.
They super do.
Yes.
The guy who created the whole thing was a racist.
He was.
You know, he like financed the Nazis.
Oh yeah.
But God damn it, if there's not princesses everywhere.
Exactly.
But he made
a dream
Space
is
Mountain.
A wish your heart makes.
Well, here's the, you know, like, because Molly loves Disneyland too. She's a Disney person too. Mm-hmm. She loves, and when she took Eli a couple years ago when they went on a big family trip and I didn't go, we you know, I wasn't obligated yet. We weren't married. But I want to sit there and just say, tell her facts about Mr. Walt Disney.
Sure.
And she'll be the same way. She'll be like, but it's the greatest place on earth. Everything's going to be great. And that's where dreams are made. Mm-mm. Like, that's where the Nazi party got some money.
Huh. Do you know they have infrared cameras at Disney? So that way, if you try and like leave someone like ashes there, because some people have tried to sprinkle ashes, they'll find you and kick you out and tell you. And all you're going to do is they tell them, they're like, it goes in a sewer and it ends up being not a part of Disney. So you're really hurting their memory.
But you can't, once the ashes are out there, you can't stop it. They're out there, right?
Yeah. Well, apparently the grounds get cleaned, and that's the idea. The whole place gets cleaned so much that it's probably going to end up in some waste.
We're so clean that your dead relative won't be
here anymore.
Yeah.
All right, I got another one. Women, ooh, this one was actually in the news because it was so crazy. We're talking about England here. A woman pretended to be a man and fucked her friend with strap-on.
I heard about this.
Tell me more. This sounds delicious.
Never heard of it.
So the woman's last name is Newland. I felt weird about the story, so I didn't want to do the whole name. But Newland and another British woman began a relationship on Facebook that continued for 3 years, where Newland pretended to be a male. Newland pretended to be disfigured and convinced the woman to wear a mask, or like a face mask, after about 20... And then... Yeah.
So not like a Mike Myers mask.
No, not like a Mike Myers mask, like a mask you can't see through.
They met on Facebook. They had never met before. She said, I've been disfigured, so I wear a mask.
Yes. She said that she got in a car accident, and so her whole face was fucked
up. And so the lady still wanted to meet her?
It was like a two-year Facebook relationship. So it was like they were conversing over and over again on the internet for multiple years.
Catfish.
She got catfish. That's what I was just going to say.
That's a huge catfish. That's like a fucking hammerhead catfish.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then but they had sex like tens of times. From like, I think it was like 15, they said. I put down 20, but I feel like it was 15.
In like in a weekend or like on multiple occasions?
They didn't give you a
time
frame of how many occasions the coitus
was
over.
It was a strap-on, and the girl didn't know there was a strap-on?
The girl didn't know it was a strap-on or a woman. And she said, she's like, there was probably some sort of level of naivety to it, but I thought that this was someone that I was in a relationship with for so long.
She
was probably a little naive.
So she didn't give oral sex, because you would be able to tell right off the bat.
Not unless you
this thing is cold and feels like rubber.
I was going to say, you have to throw it in the microwave.
Why are you always
a rat? I'm not giving anyone oral sex.
Why is this thing always hard? I haven't even touched you.
This is the heaviest penis I've ever put in my hand before.
How come it's... Every different time, it's a different size. I don't understand.
This is ripped perfectly for my pleasure. Yes.
Yeah, so Newland is claiming that this was a foreplay thing, that they knew about it, and they were pretending. And the fucked up thing is that these two were friends.
Before they were fucking
like this. They were friends. And like this just went to court and
but
everything.
That girl didn't the one girl didn't know that they were really friends?
No, she knew the girl, but she didn't know that that's who it was. She was pretending to be a man, a whole separate man. A man,
Biggie, this is about two women.
That's a man.
You and I are two men. Would you ever try to have let me have sex with you, like and have me wear a blindfold?
That's what it is, a blindfold. Hmm.
No, what are we talking about?
Sorry, I got...
Like me having sex with you.
Well, would you ever have a vagina.
No, I'm just... Well, you have a beehole.
Yeah, but I don't think you'd...
All I'm saying, man, is yeah, that would you try to catfish me into having sex with your behind?
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes, I would.
Okay. Well,
you have to, like, kind of, like, tuck up the whole thing and strap it to yourself, like, kind of, like, with tape, with heavy-duty tape, and then maybe just, like...
Your junk?
Lube up every 10 minutes, yeah. Hopefully.
I'll wax it and you'll never know the difference.
I would hope that I would know the difference. Just like, I mean, you're right, there's a level of nativity scene?
Naivety.
Whatever it's called.
No, it's nativity scene. Nativity.
Jesus was definitely
involved. Joseph, Mary, baby Jesus.
Jesus took the wheel. He did.
Jesus took the wheel.
Took it right out of her hands.
So that's what happened. She got sentenced. But I have two other stories.
She got sentenced to what?
She got what?
I don't remember what she got sentenced to.
How can they prove this, though? How can they prove the woman didn't know what was happening?
I think it was the idea of the messages. I mean, they had all these Facebook messages.
It was...
So they had their whole conversation that they had that way.
It was
that was the biggest thing.
But, I mean, like, still, I don't know. I guess it's as much as someone trying to prove they were raped. At some point, it's just you have to take someone's word for it, I guess.
Exactly.
But that is a bizarre thing. And I just want all of you to know I would never try to have sex with you guys with blindfolds on.
Okay. Well, I so appreciate that.
Thank you.
I would never try to have sex with you with blindfolds on.
I'd never catfish you.
Thank you.
I'd just be straight up. I'd just... send you a text message.
Say, hey,
my wife's out of the house.
You're
gonna catfish anyone,
like Donkey Kong.
If you're going to catfish anyone, you're going to dress up as a catfish.
Exactly.
And walk to the door and be like, let's get in on.
For one, I don't even understand what is the meaning behind. Why is it called catfish?
I can give you that answer, but it's not really that interesting.
I know it as well. Did you watch the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it the one? So this Neve guy, he came up with the whole phenomenon
he's like,
of catfish.
You got catfish.
Yes. I know, but
I
don't
understand. Years, well,
I don't know
hold on. I will tell
catfish.
You the story. Okay. This is the
I
man
didn't watch
speaking.
The movie.
This
I just
is the man
the
speaking.
Show.
This is the man speaking. Okay. A lot of fish had to be taken across the ocean, and in order to keep them thin, they put a few catfish in there to keep them running around. Catfish are just the kind of fish that keep you on your toes, even if you don't have toes.
I think once they got from one side of the ocean to the other, all these fish, all the same type of fish were in there, and they just kind of, I think they would die or just kind of like turn into goo.
Yeah.
Because they had nothing to fight against or nothing to keep them active, and then they would throw in a couple of catfish just to keep them moving and keep them active. Got to the other side of the ocean, boom, they could sell the fish.
Okay, gotcha.
And so it was, I think it was kind of throwing in there, fooling, like keeping you riled up.
Fool
you.
Yeah. Mm. Threw these couple catfish in there to fool you.
That's right.
I have one more story, and I want you guys to vote. So either Elton John hijinks or Crazy Florida Story.
Florida always.
I think you do always. If it's Florida or Germany, you always pick that story.
Florida always wins.
Crazy Florida.
Is it a Florida man?
Not a Florida man. Florida woman.
Oh. Your vote counts for three.
It's my
Blake,
second
so
favorite superhero. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Florida fine. Woman.
Yes.
3,500 swords found at woman or swords? Florida woman's property. Swords.
3,500?
Yeah. 3,500. The pictures are insane.
She likes Fruit Ninja.
Why?
This story makes me a little sad, but so I don't have her name either because she's so clearly mentally disturbed. But her neighbor called the police after she slashed her AC and window screens with a large knife. So the police showed up. And then that's when her neighbor said she would bang on the walls and scream at multiple times.
Just for no reason.
Just for no reason. So now she's being held in custody, but her whole house is just created, like, she has these blades hung from,
holy
like,
shit.
Strings, just multiple strings and weird, like, Halloween body parts and, like, faces. Even her porch was, like, a huge mess of, like, couch cushions that had been, like, mangled up, and she was so obviously disturbed, the poor woman.
But where does she get the money to get 3,500 swords?
That's a lot of swords.
Who knows? It was like a trailer park, and then her neighbors were like, if we had known, we would have moved away.
Trailer park?
We had no idea.
You're burying the lead there.
Oh, was it? But then, so that means her whole trailer was covered with it. Like, I was thinking
so
about
she
it.
Had,
that's,
so
like, all
was
of
it
her
like,
room.
Was it booby traps?
No, they were, like, weird-ass sword shrines. Like, imagine the cool sword chair from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, right.
And imagine that as just like a shitty sword trailer.
Like a couch.
On the inside.
Like wow. A shitty couch shitty, version.
Yeah.
Stained up
shitty
love
sword
seat.
Trailer.
It is seriously the craziest. It looks like she tried to decorate for a child's birthday party who was like Damien from The Omen.
Oh. This is Michael Myers' childhood trailer.
Right. Come visit. Thank you, Heather.
You're welcome.
Oh boy, that woman with the swords. Aww. I bet she had cold-blooded eyes by Beneath the Crow.
They say, be the change you want to see in the world. I say the world could use a lot more naps. I'm going to start taking more naps.
As I sit right here, right under this tree, I'm going to tell a little story about me. Was a young lad, not quite a man, I met a lady named
Thanks, Beneath the Crow, for that song you sang. Well, another summer is gone. Did you check everything off your to-do list? I know I did. Bikini body? Check. Golden brown skin, no tan lines? Check. Contacted my favorite podcast, IBWIP, at blake@IBWIP.com? Double check. It's never too late to reach out to the podcasting god on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Vine, or Instagram. Good podcasting god. How does he do it all? You want more? Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher Smart Radio, or whatever app you use for your favorite shows. Or listen to every episode we've ever made for free on IBWIP.com. Your home for everything IBWIP. Want to see our ugly mugs or get right into the vape? Get right to the vape reviews? Check us out on PiaVision on YouTube for all of our latest and all of our greatest. Mark this down as the best summer ever.
Best summer ever. Thank you, Jason, for letting people know how to get a hold of us. Hey, I think we're going to narrow it down
yes.
to Instagram and Facebook and
There's
Twitter.
So many. There's so
we're gonna,
many.
We're going to not worry about the Vine anymore because nobody uses that.
What?
The Periscope, I just haven't done it, so yeah. We'll just put that to the side. We got bigger and better things going on in our world.
We
so.
Surely do.
Hey, one of those bigger and better things is our spinoff show, The Song Inside and Out, which we do every Tuesday. We're doing it every Tuesday.
Are you really? You're picking every up the pace now?
Yeah. We have so many people that want to be on and so many people that are listening.
That's awesome.
That they say, hey. So Husky Burnett is now available. He talks about his song East End Boulevard. Husky has been on IBWIP before. We've talked to him. We're good friends of ours. And on Tuesday, September 29th, everybody mark this down right now. Everybody write down. Tuesday, September 29th, we're going to release Michael Rank and his song Husk.
Who's Michael Rank?
Michael Rank is a we've played him on the show many times over the years, but it was the first time I've ever interviewed him. And it was the most fun
I've ever had, and I felt like the worst ever interviewer ever because I found stuff out that I had no idea about that maybe I should have known.
Like big stuff.
Like big stuff, like that he was the band like he was in and, you know, it, like before and stuff. It was really cool. We talked about Goats. We talked about this other band. We talked about his album. And we talked
and
about
Goats.
It was funny because he said, oh, I don't, originally he's like, I don't know if I can talk about one of my songs for a half hour. I was like, oh, don't worry about it. We'll fluff on both sides. We probably could have kept talking for like another hour. It was so much fun.
Awesome.
So I really want people to check out that. And Michael Rank, he's a great musician and a songwriter. And also, only a YouTube exclusive.
What?
On our YouTube page, PiaVision, there is an exclusive video with the Harm Brothers and Tom V. They were in Pekin not too long ago. All three of them did very intimate songs I recorded. Harm Brothers did Caverns, which they only played live like twice since they wrote the song.
Nice.
And Alex, he played one of his songs that's not even recorded yet, and then Tom V played one of his new songs. And then we were all in that's split up in the interview. There's, you know, one at the beginning, middle, and the end. And then we there was like seven of us. We all sat on the stage at the High Note and had an interview. The audio is not the best. I do apologize for that. There's also a drunk guy that comes in the middle of it and messes it up, and then the bartender's really loud. But
that's life.
But check that out. It's exclusively only for YouTube. So go over, check it out, and subscribe to the YouTube page. We're not putting that out as an because we just had.
It's not being released as a podcast. It's
right.
A
it's strictly
exclusive.
For YouTube.
Yeah.
So definitely check it out. And even the performances alone are worth it. So definitely check that out. And then, of course, this is the time where I talk about RockyTopVapor.com and ShockerEliquid.com. They are our sponsors. Both their websites, if you use promo code IBWIP20, you'll get 20% off. We had a listener not too long ago, actually like last week, I think. She said, hey, I'm going to step up in my vaping.
Yeah.
What are some things I could get? I kind of went through some stuff with her. I said, go to RockyTopVapor.com, use the promo code IBWIP20. She did. She spent a lot of money and saved a lot of money by using that. And Brandy, our good friend, she hooked Heather up and gave her some little extra stuff in there.
Thanks,
as
Brandy.
Well.
Nice.
The other Heather, the Heather that ordered.
Oh.
Bummer.
Don't thanks, Brandy.
Did you call her Brandly?
Brantley?
Brantley?
Meant to call her
She's
Brandy.
An adverb.
Brantley.
So definitely check out RockyTopVapor.com. Heather even said she's like, the shipping was phenomenal. She
fantastic.
Goes, they shipped it out
was
the,
great.
Super
they
fast.
Shipped it out the next day. They shipped it out the next day, and they added some goodies. So, hey, when you put that promo code in, they know, you know, who they're...
VIPs, man.
Right. Basically, that's what they treat her like, VIP. Shocker E-Liquid. We have the Shocker, the Rocker, the Spocker, the Teaser, the Pleaser. We've gone through these quite a bit, but they're all really good. And I just got done... I got done and finished my bottle of Spocker. That's the Tangy Tangerine. I just got done with my third bottle of that. So,
if you like their juices, try one of their T-shirts on.
Yeah,
oh,
awesome,
yeah. Oh,
so
definitely.
Comfy. They
so
know the
soft.
Best T-shirt
yes.
suppliers.
And at RockyTopVapor.com, you can get their line of vape juice, Audio Fog, which is I'm not going to speak for you, Biggie, but it is my all-time favorite
Mine
line.
Too.
And
my father-in-law is hooked.
they have Ambient, the Equalizer, Wavelength, Reverb, and the Flux. Mango, Ocean Water, Assy Berry, I still can't
say
whatever, and Fruity Strawberry Chew, and then the cereal milk. So
yeah.
Definitely check them out. Tell them that IBWIP sent you because they will take good care of you because they take good care of us.
Time to be by the fire today. I just got a secret.
says mama's got a secret by them vibes.
Them vibes.
Them vibes. Somebody's mama's got a secret.
It's funky.
My mommy's got a secret, too, and I bet you Jason's mommy's got a secret also.
Hey. This is not correct.
Yes. Oh. Oh. Nope.
Hey, we're going to do that later on.
We can do that first. No? Okay. Sorry.
This is the awesome...
Personal.
Yes.
Personal. I want to get personal.
And it just cuts off. Folks, if you are a friend of the show and you've listened a long time, last summer we tried to get Jason laid by going online dating. Mm. It did not work. He did not meet one girl.
Not one.
So he had the winter off,
right?
The summer off, mm-hmm. and now it's fall.
Yeah. Fall.
And as everybody knows, for a man, when fall comes, there's two things you want to do. You want to go hunting,
mm-hmm.
some poontang. You want poontang to the left, and also poontang to the right.
The best poontang to the right.
The best, yeah, the
well,
best.
I thought we determined the best poontang was in front of you.
But poontang anywhere near me is good. I don't. The poontang
poutine,
clan.
The poutine.
The poontang clan.
Is that where you like poo Canada. In your thing of tang?
Yes.
No?
It is that. Like that.
Exactly that. So, Jason, a couple episodes ago.
That's what we're calling him.
A couple episodes ago, we went through and we started to doctor up the new profile.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And where are we at with that?
I decided that my name, last year my name was I Own a Bicycle, because I thought that was funny. And,
did you own a bicycle?
At the time, I did not. So I started off with a lie to all the ladies, which is how you want to do
starting
it.
Starting off with deceptions.
a very minor deception, though. I wasn't like I got a 25-inch cock or anything. that name was already taken. My name this year, though, is No Trick Pony.
No Trick
Pony. Instead of One Trick Pony. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
My buddy was telling me I should be J-Date.
J-Date.
Because my name is Jason. That was taken. J-A-Y-Date was also taken. So I thought, you know what? No Trick Pony is pretty funny.
I like it. It's witty, but it tells the truth. I'm not here.
It feels honest.
Truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It means I'm good at nothing.
Stay with
honesty is the worst policy. But we'll...
you are good at nothing, so it's a good thing to put up.
You're
there.
The best at it.
Honestly,
I never met anybody that's as good to so do at nothing as you.
You are the Rocky.
You're the Rocky.
And I'm not even going to disrespect Dustin by trying to do a Rocky impression right now.
All right. So how's it? How have you gotten any leads?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that because you put a headline too. You have your name, and you put a little headline. And my headline is 999,999 in a million. Because also, I thought that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Judging by everyone here, not so funny.
The jokes are just, they flow through you.
You don't review them before you say them.
You're the Obi-Wan of jokes.
Thank you very much. I really am going to attribute... So my current success to hair length.
Hair length.
Yep. Yeah.
Yes.
I've got, they have different things on there where it's like you can see who's viewed your profile.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll show you whose profiles you viewed if you choose to look at it. It'll tell you who wants to meet you or who would be interested in meeting you. And then you can upgrade to do mutual, who wants to meet you. Like if you don't necessarily want to meet that person, you don't know yet. Who wants to meet you? You can find out only who wants to meet you. It's all these little extra features for upgraded members.
For money?
Yeah. It's a lot of money, too. I think it's like $15 a month. So I said, fuck that. I don't know who's really paying for that. But anyway, about 27 people say they want to meet me.
Ooh.
And I've been viewed probably a little over 50 times.
Wow.
By 50 different women. And then I've talked to... here's one complaint I have. I'll send something out to a woman. In my profile, I'll say my profile is it's pretty honest. There's not a lot of jokes in there. There's a couple little ones, but not near as funny as the last one.
Sure.
And I put down at the bottom, my intent is not for a hookup, just to expand my social circle and just to meet new people. So hopefully that comes off as pretty tame because a lot of people are like, oh, I'm getting hitting up for sex all the time and stuff like that. I'm getting a lot of messages trying to meet for a hookup.
But you're not a piece of meat.
I mean... In the scheme of things, we're all just meat. We're all just bags of rotting meat.
Walking around in meat suits.
We're all just bacon in the sun, rotten meat flesh. Suit. But I met someone last Monday after you and I met to write. Blake.
How'd that go?
It was fine. Quite honestly, I don't think there wasn't anything there really. But I'm
for you,
I'm
both
scared.
Of you, or just for you?
I don't know.
Like
I don't know on her, and she didn't try to kiss me or anything, or try to get physical with me, like the name of the segment. But we met for coffee, which I don't drink. at One World, and I was, because she was very like, hey, after like two or three exchanges.
Yeah, she was very quick to meet you.
Yeah, she's like, hey, I'm not a shy person, you want to meet? And that scares me.
Because you're a shy person?
No, because like, hey, why don't you meet me at this place at
night? He wants to be the aggressor.
And get stabbed. Well, no, yeah. I'm just worried about all these horror stories I always hear of people right. getting robbed and stuff.
But also, I can see her point is, she's like, okay, I saw your picture. I think you're funny or cute, whatever. I don't want to sit here and just text for 4 days
exactly.
and then meet
that.
You and then not be attracted to you.
I totally get that, but not everyone's like that. And when you're when you're sending messages back and forth, there's no inflection. You don't know who's really interested. It's because I did the same thing with some other girl. Like 4 or 5 exchanges. Like, hey, let me know if you like to meet sometime for drinks. She's like, I like to text some more first. So you never know what the fuck right, the person no, wants yeah. to do. It's yeah. one person wants it this way, the other wants this way. We sat down for an hour, had coffee. Like I said, I don't drink, but I try coffee every few years. Still sucks in my book. I think coffee still
it's
sucks.
Overrated.
But we left, and she was very pleasant, very nice. I think she works as a lunch lady, but she didn't call herself a lunch lady.
It was like another lunch lady,
a meal technician,
something like that. It was like a churched up name.
Did you do the lunch?
A dietary
lady
aid, perhaps.
I did.
Did you do it?
Lunch lady, late. But I
did she like that?
Oh, she loved. She was all over it. She couldn't keep her hands off me.
Did she seem interested? Like, I mean, was she? Were you both in the conversation? Like, or was she just kind of like looking around? And were you? Was it obvious you both were ready to get out as soon as the coffee was ordered?
Yeah.
No, I think we were good. I can keep a conversation going, and we kept it going for like. Actually, the place closed at 10, and we left at 10:30. Because we didn't know. Someone told us they closed at 1. And then they're like, all these chairs are open. What time you guys closed? Like, 10. I was like, oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
So we got out of there. But she was perfectly pleasant. There was no chemistry there. I don't think I'll meet her again. I have no problem. I mean, if you wanted to meet, I'd hang out with her.
Did
but
she,
I'm not
did she contact you at all after?
Afterwards, she's like, hey, how are you doing? And I sent something back to her. But it's just kind of, I think it's just kind of, this is stalemate. I'm talking to some girl now, and I might meet up with her. I think that's looking pretty decent. But... there's been no sex, I will tell you.
Okay.
There's been no physical contact, but already I've met someone.
Right,
which is
more,
but it's on the up and up, which is better than last year.
We're proud of you. You're doing so much better.
Thank you very much, everybody.
So you'll in a couple of weeks, you'll give us another update?
Absolutely, I will.
I will push the right button this time. Thanks, Jason. I wish we had more money. We could pay you the $15. Do you think if you paid the extra $15, it would go any better? Honestly.
Half of the people that view me, I'm not. Like, I at least want an initial semi-physical attraction
to
someone.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
I completely agree. She could be the nicest person in the world, but if you're not attracted to her, it's...
Right.
I'm a man with a penis.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
You're a person.
I'm a penis person. With a man.
Penis. You're a person. Women like to be attracted to the people that they're dating as well.
Yeah. I used to be attracted to me.
I would say half the people that have viewed me, I'm not physically attracted to, and those I'm sure are the people that are saying, yes, I would like to meet him. So I would have more information if I was an upgraded member, but I don't know. I don't think it would necessarily help me.
All right. Well, then I was going to offer to pay for it, but never mind.
I'll take the money still. Look, I'm a fan of Weird Al just as much as anyone else, all right? Mm-hmm. But the segment's called Blake's List, all right, Weird Al? Not Craig's
right.
List. We need to contact him and have him re-record.
I'm going to have to – my people call his people and then –
People.
Dustin would probably request that it wasn't the Doors.
Right, he's all together.
We can't control who makes parodies of what songs. But what we can control is what we view locally on Craig's List. And then how that translates into this bit called Blake's List.
Yeah, and so Jason has been kind enough to look through Craig's List for me because I'm a really busy guy.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of things going on in my life, unlike him. And so we've got some stuff here. Just some. Oh my God. we'll start with the free section.
All right.
These are not doctored in any way, shape, or form.
No,
these are
not.
Actual posts on Craigslist.
You know what I will say too. To me, it's Craigslist is almost a sexual experience because you know eventually you're going to look at the casual encounters.
Yes, you are,
and you're going to filter by image.
I found my current roommate
see,
on Craigslist.
Right,
you're going to see
the brain
a minimum mm-hmm. of 15 dongs.
And that's fine. I'm okay with that. So when Blake says we're going to start here with the free section, for me, That's just foreplay.
Foreplay. You were bouncing all over the place.
I'm sorry.
No, no, just your camera was. All right, free. Free food, human and cat food. Free food from the food pantry. My friend got it for me, but I don't like it. I don't need it.
No like.
Also includes a bag of cat food.
Me no like.
Call if interested. No texts.
You know what I think is kind of messed up is that not only is she like, I don't like this food. I don't think my cat will even like this food. And so they gave up the cat's food. Like as if the cat's not like,
right, it's
what
like,
am I going to eat?
It's like, oh, I got this food, but it came with this bag of cat food, and I don't have a cat, so you can have that as well. That's really weird.
Funny story about food pantries. Market Heights has their yearly garage sale, and we were up there a couple years ago. And this church has a food pantry. Well, they like forced free food onto me and Christy. And the whole time, we're feeling super bad about it.
Super bad like the movie?
No, like...
Did you like, I'm McLovin, I will take
no,
those, that
no,
bread.
No, like, I can we can afford to buy our own groceries.
So you felt...
We felt like we were taken away from somebody who couldn't. But they were just like shoving it down your throat. Like,
did you only want part of it?
None of it.
Oh.
They were like, take it.
Was there any good stuff in there? Like Fig Newtons?
Tell
me there's some Fig Newtons in there, Big E.
There's things about food pantries that... Some of the food that's there is like stuff that, I don't know, it's been around for a while.
It's been around.
You know, in France, they aren't allowed to throw away old food, and stores have to give that food to homeless shelter. It's literally, they'll get fined, and it's illegal for them to just throw that food away. If it's not, obviously, if it's like fucked up, then they're not going to give it to them. But if it's like, oh, this bread says that it's past sell date, and it's still good for like another week, they're going to give it to their homeless shelters, which is so excellent.
I agree.
Okay. Now, if we could just get the French to bathe some more, it'd be a utopia over there.
Oh, it'd be great.
utopia.
We went French people
mm-hmm.
to bathe and German people to laugh.
Hi, Denise.
It's still, hi, Denise. I love you, but you need to laugh.
And I loved you.
Loved you a long time. Did you have sex with me that night?
I've never met you.
I did not.
Did you ever get a hold of, who was it, that other girl?
I don't know.
Was she mad about that? The other girl.
Okay.
What was her name?
The story was that the night I lost my virginity, there was another girl who was trying to get all up on my stuff.
That was in line.
Yeah, she like that's the greatest. Who could have a better story than the night I lost my virginity? I had sex with two different people.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, I revealed this information to Denise, and she was upset. And
none too pleased.
A couple days later, she was with me at Wildlife Prairie Park.
Oh yeah.
And she said that day, it's like I was pretty pissed, but I'm cool now.
And that's why that bee stung you.
That's funny.
All right, missed connections. A lot of times, you see somebody, and you just randomly put it on Craigslist. Because, of course, you know, they're going to see that. Never, ever, 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 ever.
Always.
And it says, misconnections M4F, male for female.
Is that what that means?
Yep. Pregnant girl at EP Walmart. I've never been one to think a pregnant chick was sexy, but you? Damn, exclamation point. I would be all over you. You caught me staring, I think. If you thought I look good, hit me up. Why would you even... Okay, you're at East Peoria Walmart. It's probably 10:30 at night. She probably has sweatpants on and a tube top, which her pregnant belly is sticking out of.
Oh, do you know who it was? It was that stripper from the Pulse.
Oh,
she's still
pregnant? That Pulse stripper.
She's still pregnant?
And so
that was months ago.
Yeah.
Jeez,
and
too bad.
She's still pregnant. It's just not ready yet. I don't see how this ever works. I don't see how any of these ever work. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Eli.
Eli just came through.
Eli came in all clothed, and whenever he comes in all clothed, I will acknowledge him. Happy birthday.
Happy
You're welcome.
Birthday.
Do you want to say anything to anybody?
How you doing, people in the all around us? I hope you have a great day listening to this video.
Very good.
What a good boy.
I like it.
That's a good boy you got there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good kid.
Well, good manners.
That kid's got good manners, and he should
for
not...
all those people around him.
He should not hear this next one about the casual encounter.
Hold on, you don't want to talk about pregnant people at Walmart anymore?
I just... I don't see how any of these connections ever... Now, like, that pregnant girl's going to be, I ain't got nothing better to do.
Like, she's looking on there like, I think I saw someone in Walmart who might like me. I was checking Craigslist
me out,
and
checking
say
me out. Hey, I want to give this guy my number because the damage is already done. I'm sure he'll take over the responsibilities of this baby.
Blake, if someone was at the vape shop, which I don't think you really go to a lot anymore, maybe for parts you go there, and someone's like,
for parts.
Parts.
For spare, like, spare
for,
bits.
For my pots.
Little bits. And someone had on Craigslist missed connection, and they're like, I saw you at the vape shop. You're obviously a podcasting god.
Yes.
Hit me up, man.
You were drinking Mountain Dew?
Yeah. If you weren't married to the beautiful Molly, would you respond to a misconnection, like, to know for sure that was you?
Sure I would, but I would never be on Craigslist looking for them. That's the thing.
Not like, even for entertainment? You don't go on there and do that?
No, because I have enough entertainment. My wife. Gives me all the entertainment I need.
These are the saddest things, though, honestly. The missed encounters are so sad because often it's not a missed encounter. I mean, it is a missed encounter. I guess that's the right, correctly named, but it's more.
Misconnection.
No, it's. Oh, is that what it is? Anyways, but it's more of and not take an opportunity. I don't know what that would be.
Like
as
should,
if you had an opportunity right there and you didn't take it. So now I'm trying to get another opportunity.
It's a missed connection.
You locked eyes with this person, you both smiled. You were too big of a pussy to say anything. So
vagina, we prefer to vagina.
Or vagina. Or whatever.
Vaginas are pretty.
And then
they can take a fucking beating, so I don't really know if that's the correct term to use.
Yeah.
Ooh. Betty White would tell you that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, casual encounters.
Yeah.
All right.
Can't go any farther after that. Twiggy Twigs?
That's what they call her?
I love my twiggy, skinny women. I just crave them. I love when I can see your bones. I'm 200 pounds, and I'm D&D free. That's disease and...
Drug and disease free.
Drug and disease free.
I thought he meant he didn't play Dungeons and Dragons. Oh, I haven't played Dungeons and Dragons
in 6 months. I don't own a
20-sided
die.
This is my favorite line.
Dungeons?
I can't have kids, so be ready to be filled with loads of cum.
Oh.
Like, I'm going to believe the guy. Like, if I was a woman, I'd be like, oh, yeah, if you wrote it down, it's sure.
Fill me up, fella.
Hell, the skinnier the better. If you're anorexic,
oh jeez,
the be prepared to just be fucked for hours.
Full.
I've 7 inches, and I need my twigs. That guy is an idiot.
I'm gonna fill her up,
Heather. What does that do for you when
look
a man says
face.
Be prepared to be filled up,
filled with cum, loads of cum?
What does that do for you?
So disgusting.
She's like,
especially from a. I mean,
next.
I guess it's all about context, though. It's all about context
and
who you're saying it to. But you can't just you can't say that to people. You can't say that to perfect strangers. Not to mention, he's just asking for a general person. He like is literally saying like the most important thing is that you're fucking thin as like
this,
you
this guy
that
might
your
be
bones
smart,
are gonna like rub against me and like.
But
yeah.
I would think that any time a girl hears loads of cum, it's the most unattractive thing in
the
world.
Of course.
I don't know. I there might
and how
be...
much is a load.
Exactly.
Like a teaspoon.
Isn't each one a load?
Makes
isn't
the,
each, what, like, load a load?
Each shot is a load?
No, each
whole
situation of cum in that that moment is
a
load.
Talking?
Right, so...
Just because he says loads of cum, well, of course you have a load of cum each time.
Right, but you're not going to leave all those loads in there just to fester.
Yeah. This isn't like, we're not coming back every 30 minutes and dropping off loads.
Right.
Like,
oh, Jesus.
Molly goes in the bathroom 3 seconds afterwards, and I'm sure she just places
discards
the load.
Discards that load, yes.
Discards that load. He's asking these skinny girls to keep it all there.
He's acting like these are semi-trucks, and they are going from location to location
about.
To load in stuff.
Right.
It's all about location.
Someone needs a logistic plan for his semen. I will say this guy could be a genius, though, and I'll tell you why. Because, Blake, are you attracted to anorexic women? They look like skeletons wrapped in flesh, right?
No, I say no. Whenever I see one that I'm really unattracted to, and I always tell Molly, that girl needs a Twinkie.
I'm not talking about like models. I'm talking about like I have a mental issue.
No.
Okay.
No.
But maybe everyone thinks that way. And he's like picking a part of the population that no one's attracted to. And like maybe someone's out there like, I need to have some sex. And this guy's like, I'm reaching out to the anorexic community, and he might be one of the only ones doing that.
Could be.
But it's definitely a stereotype. I mean, he's definitely not. I mean, I think it's hard for a person to imagine sleeping with someone who is only interested in them for this one weird facet, whether it be like a weird fetish, like a
but
racial
they
fetish,
need
or
love
something
too.
Like that.
But,
like,
but they have low self esteem, and they need.
I know,
love
but that,
too.
That's I guess that would be another stereotype that you would be.
I'm interested to talk to that guy to find out what his success rate is with this ad, And then
you
could
have emailed him. You could have emailed him.
And
like,
I will.
Dude, I saw that ad. How much pussy you get?
I figured out.
How much pussy you get?
I figured out the podcast I'm going to do.
How many loads?
No. What? I'm going to interview.
Loadcast?
These sick fucks on Craigslist and see if they're really out there.
I think you should take a gun with you because I. All right. Misconnections, male for female. Low T, small sperm. Soft.
What?
Pinkish dick. All right.
Soft pinkish.
Hi, Munchkin. Bear with me. This is gonna take a while.
All right.
Hi, Munchkin.
Take a while.
We have spoken before about sexual desires. We have licked each other's fingers. We have sucked each other's toes. But I need more. You need to leave that loser husband of yours and run off with a real man. Molly! I want to spend my days and nights with you. I want to watch you sleep. I want to secretly spy on you as you take a dump. I want to ejaculate in your beach towel and then refold it and put it back in the three shelf for the future use once the weather breaks.
That's polite.
Hey, Heather, it's not over yet. I want to draw nude pictures of you with the body of a horse or maybe even a moose, elk, or caribou.
This dude's fucking
full I want
of
to
shit.
Rub my peanuts up and down your red dress and you wear on Saturday nights. I want to sniff your trash cans. I'm not done with this, but I'm pretty sure that Jason wrote this.
Yeah.
Most importantly, I want to lather your body with warm canola oil and hop in bed with you and spoon with you until the sun rises. I will then wake up and eat my bananas and oatmeal while I sniff your pantyhose. Use pantyhose. Then use your pantyhose to clean my bowl and spoon. I want you. Put, what does that say? That last sentence?
Put apparel merchandising in the subject line, line is what he meant, so I know that you're real.
This is stupid.
While I definitely have all of this in me.
You didn't write it?
I did not write
it. Wow. That's,
you didn't write that?
That's, I did not, that's sad.
Where was that from?
This is all from Craigslist. Are you not paying attention?
That's legit.
No, but what city is that from? It tells you what city it's from.
Do
you
not come to Central Illinois.
You didn't get that information?
Shit. Unless you have loads.
Hold on. Let's talk about this. How it's like low T, small sperm, soft pinkish dick?
He's referencing
like
the...
Like it was like a question?
So he's got low testosterone.
He's referencing the guy that the girl is currently with saying, hey, you got to ditch that pinkish dick zero and get with a...
Get with this 10-inch hero.
Yeah.
Thank God we're out of time.
Oh,
do you have anything?
Aw, nuts.
Oh, wait. Heather's reviewing.
Heather's really scanning the shit out of this.
She's like, I know this guy.
Why you're reading that?
It's creepy.
Hold on.
You don't want a guy watching you take a dump?
Not so much. That's not even the worst part. That's like kind of a normal part.
Right. Hey, Munchkin was creepy.
Yeah, right?
It's like, why are you talking about my height?
Yeah. I prefer little person.
Little people?
I got a little less world. Disturbing things to read.
So. Okay.
Jesus Christ. All right. Episode 215, Something Funny is now available. Episode 216, Coital Combat is now available.
Coital Combat.
Coital Combat is now available.
Means when you fight a vagina.
Yep.
You take 3,500 swords and you fight it.
The struggle is real, my friend. Episode 218, our next episode, inevitably titled Banana Split the Difference, will be available on Friday, October 2nd. That's a good one. That one was funny.
It's pretty funny.
Yep. And don't forget, Saturday, September 26th is International Rabbit Day. I think this is a holiday to celebrate the animal, but what they have done...
Nope.
But what have they done for us lately? What have they done for us lately? Butchered that one.
You wanted to read it.
I did. I say
we should call you Biggie the Butcher.
Yes, Butcher, the Butcher of Bacon.
How many knives do you have here? Yeah. Swords do you have here?
3,600. I say we use this day to appreciate the rabbit vibrator. The rabbit, letting men have sex since 1984.
Half-ass sex.
Okay, somebody else take over.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. Hey, I can't see around this microphone.
Heather, do you have a rabbit?
That's not something that I'm going to expose on this podcast.
Is a yes.
Hey, that was a good try.
IBWIP salutes you. Also, Wednesday, September 30th is National Mud Pack Day.
I think a spa day is just what the doctor ordered for the old IBWIP crew. I never seen a room with tighter pores.
Nice. My pores are tight.
And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, because they're good enough. They're smart enough, and doggone it, people like them. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, then please send us your mailing address so that we may forward you your most sincere apologies.
Yes, we will handwrite them.
Yeah. We will handwrite the apologies that you write us.
Yes, I will.
Exactly.
Apologize for butchering all of Jason.
No, it's funny that. It makes it more funny.
It's the only thing that can make it more funny.
Folks, that was another episode of IBWIP. Episode 217 is in the books. And
sorry.
I'm not sorry at all. I think it was splendid. And just to let everybody know that all the episodes in October are going to have Halloween themes leading up to the extravaganza that we have every year. And I'm looking forward to that. Thanks to them Vibes for sending us their music. And also Beneath the Crow. Jason?
Yes, sir.
How'd you do tonight?
How'd I do?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Big E, thank you very much for being on the show. We didn't do a vape review. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, well.
Yeah. But anyway.
Been a while.
So if any of the listeners out there have a vape company that they want us to review.
I was gonna say, have you guys vaped at all?
Oh, we've been vaping like it's going out of style, but yeah. And Heather.
Blake.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure to see you.
It's always a pleasure to see you.
I'm excited about you. You brought Ecom Bearing gifts for everyone.
Yes.
And you have a new hairdo.
I do have a new hairdo.
And unfortunately, we can't really see it very much. Well, a little bit on the... Oh, there we go. There perfect.
Color shock right in the back.
Yes. Shock. Hey, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in, listening to IBWIP. Make sure you check out me and Molly's special guest appearance on S&M Radio, where we discuss the movie The Birds. And just like us on Facebook. Send us a comment on Facebook. Just if you heard this, if you listened to all these episodes of IBWIP, we are very grateful. If it's the first time you've ever heard it, let us know what you think. Even if it's bad, just tell us. We're fine with it.
We're less grateful, but we're still grateful.
Exactly. Less, but still. All right, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in to IBWIP.
If Blake is the podcasting god, what does that make the rest of the co-hosts? Podcasting demigods? What does demigod even mean? Where are my car keys? These and so many other questions answered next time on IBWI Peep.
Peep?
Peep.
I like to picture my podcast god in a tuxedo t-shirt.
Thank you, baby Jesus.
I think of us as apostles.
Apostles?
Yeah. Apostles.
Whoa.
What did you say?
Fuck apostles.
Fuck apostles.
Jeez. Do you want to go into that? Why you have a problem with apostles?
I mean, I have a problem with religion in general.
Well, I understand that, but yes. It seems like it's really about the apostles.
The apostles were just these crazy dudes. Most of them were actually like my age, or like the oldest one was like 30.
How do we know these things? How do we know for sure that this is accurate?
I mean, because people back then like died when they were like 40, unless you're Methuselah, who lived to be like 970 fucking forever.
And of course, that's real.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, that's the idea. That's the story. But I mean, these people are just these... They're really hyping up this whole Jesus situation, hyping up this guy who's not really a big deal and isn't really a great guy.
The Bible. Fiction or nonfiction?
Fiction.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Written by men, fiction.
I bet that even people who believe in the Bible would say it's fiction, but the stories in it represent parables in which to lead your life, which honestly, some of them I think are good to lead your life by as far as, you know, things about stealing and murder. And absolutely.
Of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Not all.
I agree with that. I think that the Bible has good values, but the stories in it, I mean, there are literal parables in the sense that Jesus tells stories that aren't real. But then there's also stories in the Bible presented as fact, and these people will tell you that these are facts.
Right.
And these aren't Bible literalists. These are people who are saying, you know, lots of things change because there was a covenant in the Old Testament that was then over to the New Testament. Basically, that's when Jesus died on the cross for your sins. The four Gospels in the beginning of the New Testament are talking about that.
Mark, John,
so
Luke,
that's
and Paul.
Yeah, that's how they say that, you can cut your hair, you can wear gold, you can wear purple, you can braid your hair. That's where all those silly things, and they say, like, you can eat pigs because now, like, we have ways of cleaning it, and this new covenant came in. But then they do try and say that these things, like, you know, homophobia and things like that. And they really are relating to verses in the Old Testament. And they're still, like, they're just contradicting all over the place. But the apostles are just ridiculous people who hyped up a situation and honestly created a problem for all of us now today. And that's something that we've continued to dwell on.
I have a question.
Yes.
Obviously, you were raised in a very religious family.
Yes.
Do you remember the point in your life where the light switch changed?
Yes, I distinctly remember.
Oh boy, that's
so.
Is that right now? We want to hear that right now.
Yeah,
you want to hear that right now? Okay. So it's when I moved out of my house and I was living with a bunch of people in.
And I heard Debbie Gibson.
No,
electric.
No, I would have been 20 years old. So it was just a few years ago, it was at that point that I was like, okay, Christianity doesn't really align with my social views and how I really view people. And that was, you know, homophobia, and there's like slight racism, and there's a lot of sexism. I mean, the idea of women being submissive to men is perpetuated and still something that my parents are personally against, women being heads of churches and heads of things like that because they shouldn't be over men. And I found myself saying this whole covenant thing all the time. Oh, well, they created this new covenant. So those aren't even rules anymore. That's not really a part of the religion. And I had a roommate whose parents were very religious as well. And he told me, well, what you're doing right now is you're just playing both sides of the fence. You're saying that these are good ideals, but that you don't agree with any of the actual implications and any of the actual, like, this is a spiritual being who is going to take me to hell if I say these things, though. So if you're saying that he's going to take you to hell, then you have to accept that this is what he's taking you to hell for. And this is what everyone's saying, that that's why it's happening. So you're really just saying that you like the ideals and not that you like the actual spiritual man up in the sky.
So that's bottom line. You're heading home to Bloomington tonight. You get in a car wreck and die. All this very likely to happen. Dirt nap, or are you going somewhere? Something
dirt nap.
Okay.
I like the idea. I don't really know if I consider myself an atheist, but I consider myself more of a deist, which is the idea that there could be some sort of God out there. But I don't think he gives a shit about what I do at all. Mm-hmm. And if he does, then he's a small-minded God who is hyper-focused on things that he really shouldn't be focused about, especially if he's able to control absolutely everything in the universe. Like, just why aren't you letting your creation do what your creation was meant to do and be interesting people? Maybe we're all just in some alternate reality, experiment.
The difference between you and the sheep is you're a thinker.
I think Heather's podcast or separate podcast should not be about sex anymore. No. It should be about something different.
You can look at something and see through the bullshit.
I like thinking, man. It's good. Right. Well, this is fun.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.